Greetings and salutations. This is Justin coming to you from my work environment today. A quick little boo to cover a whole bunch of stuff, so I don't know where to begin on this. Actually, I do know where to begin. I'm actually looking at the Audio Boo webpage now for Acrobat, also known as Rob Allen. Thank you for following Rob. I just discovered that your avatar image is the exact mirror image of mine, which is the weirdest thing in the world. I'm not sure how exactly that happened, but I think it's kind of cool. So I appreciate the follow, and I'll be looking forward to hearing more what you say. On the vein of if your recent boo was listenable or not, it was mostly listenable, but there's a lot of rustling I heard in there and like some clicking and stuff. I don't know if it's like a loose wire in the cord or something else. But I've been actually thinking myself of trying to find some kind of a headset device to use for recording these things. Excuse me. Unfortunately, my iPhone headset, it has given up the ghost. The past two sets that I've had have had this weird anomaly where the right earbud will slowly lose volume over a period of a number of months. I use it every day. I used to use it every day to listen to things on my commute to and from work. And I don't know if it's because of such heavy use or just shoddy workmanship or what, but two pairs I've had in a row have both gone bad in a rather short period of time. And so they're currently hanging next to my my computer at home, being unused, and I'm looking for a new headset of some kind to use with the phone so I can get back to doing that stuff again. I was disappointed to find out that my Bluetooth headset would not work with the Audio Boo app, so I've got to figure out some other way to do that kind of stuff rather than continuing to hold this thing up like I'm doing now. Anyway, that aside, I got a bunch of notes over here, things I wanted to cover kind of pseudo, hopefully, maybe, quickly. First off, Ruth, I wish we could say there are more places around here. Are there any places around here with lovely little ruined castles? I love that comment you made. My wife and I actually took a trip on our honeymoon almost 9.5 years ago to Ireland and spent a lot of time going from castle to castle to ruin to castle, all kinds of fun stuff. But you go back to the United States, and we don't have that stuff over here. And I really, oddly enough, as much as I got kind of oversaturated with it over there, in that period of time, I do miss it. It's kind of fun to explore those things once in a while. So I long for those kinds of experiences, and I envy you in that vein. I would also love to try Google Plus if you can send the appropriate info my way. That would be swell. Simon, your kids are absolutely adorable. I love those clips you put up here with your children on them. That's beautiful stuff to listen to. And on a different note, I'm wondering if you have a pro account, because your boos are like 8 minutes, 11 minutes. I'm looking at the length of some of these things, and they're just really long. So I'm guessing you have a pro account of some kind. I'm kind of curious how much that costs. I haven't contacted the Audio Boo folks to find out yet, partly because I really don't think I can afford it right now. But just kind of curious if that's what that is that gives you such long messages there. Let me jump back. There was something else I thought I wanted to say based off of at least the titles of some of the boos that have come through recently. Cloud syncing. I haven't really had any issues with cloud syncing or concerns right now, but I'm kind of open in that regard, so I haven't really given it a ton of thought. And like Ruth, most of the stuff I've been doing in Evernote, or virtually all of it really, has been for personal use, and even personal business use. The few things that I do for my actual work day job are just like really side little random notes that aren't of any importance to anybody. Although we do have somewhat strict situation here at work as far as we can't install custom stuff on our machines. The Wi-Fi system is open. We actually have two systems. We have a guest system and the internal, much more open system. The guest system, I think, is actually a little less restrictive, but I forget. That might be the other way around between the guest and the other one. Anyhow, I think that's all I've got as far as comments for now. So I'm going to cut this off, and we'll catch y'all later. Take it easy.